This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Demonstrators are back in the streets in Los Angeles. So far, fewer crowds than over the weekend when protests turned violent. President Trump defending his decision to send National Guard troops, but the California state is suing, claiming Trump's actions are leading to more unrest.
As he was returning to the White House, President Trump was asked if he agrees with Border Czar Tom Holman's threat to arrest Governor Gavin Newsom for obstructing immigration enforcement.
I would do it if I were Tom. I think it's great.
Now on social media, Newsom writing, quote, the president of the United States just called for the arrest of a sitting governor, saying this is a day I hoped I would never see in America. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. This is a line we cannot cross as a nation. This is an unmistakable step toward authoritarianism, Newsom wrote. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Health and Human Secretary Services Secretary RFK Jr. has terminated all 17 members of the CDC's Independent Advisory Board. Storms are targeting parts of the South and East Coast today. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Legislative Republicans and Governor Tony Evers have ended negotiations on the state budget. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Republicans are now officially crafting their own budget after walking out on negotiations with Governor Tony Evers. They've been in talks trying to come to an agreement on tax cuts, a priority for Republicans, and funding things like schools, child care centers, and universities, a priority for the governor. Republican State Senator Mark Bourne, co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee.
Unfortunately, those conversations have stopped. The spending really that the governor needs is just more than the state can afford, and it was getting to the point where it was about 3-1 compared to the tax cuts that we were looking at.
Wisconsin currently has a record $4.5 billion or so surplus, according to the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum. Republicans have the majority, so now this budget is essentially in their hands. Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce.
We're going to see a budget that does very little to lower costs for working families. I think we're going to see a budget that fails our kids. We're going to see a budget that refuses to invest in our public universities at a really critical time. We're going to see a budget that turns a blind eye to relief for ordinary Wisconsinites. We're going to see a budget that exacerbates the child care crisis in the state.
Thursday, Republicans added more bonding authority to clean drinking water initiatives and $500,000 to a program to train more physicians. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Legislators are trying to finalize the budget by the end of the month. This week in La Crosse City government, there are 7 committee meetings ahead of Thursday's Common Council meeting. Today, the Board of Public Works will consider approval of a resolution to allow the La Crosse School District to begin work at the Hogan Administrative Site for a new elementary school. A council planning session is set for tomorrow ahead of a long agenda Thursday for the Common Council, which includes voting on proposals to raise stormwater utility fees twice in the next 7 months. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Packers release Jair. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Green Bay Packers have decided to part ways with Jair Alexander. ESPN reporting the 28-year-old defensive back was prepared to report to the team's minicamp tomorrow. Jair Alexander has missed over half the games the past 2 seasons due to injury. Baseball tonight. The Brewers opening a 3-game series at home against the Atlanta Braves. Veteran lefty Chris Sale on the mound for the Braves against Milwaukee's right-hander Aaron Savalier. The Brewers losing 1-0 yesterday to the Padres. Desperate to score a run. Pat Murphy admitted after the game he gambled, putting in a pinch runner in for Rhys Hoskins in the 7th, saying it was a mistake considering Hoskins could have had another at-bat in the 9th.
It's one of those decisions. 7th, 8th, or 9th, do you pinch run for your slowest guy? It backfired today. It wasn't the right call today, that's for sure.
NBA Finals, the Pacers losing to the Thunder 123-107. Game 3 in Indianapolis Wednesday night with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An isolated shower or two this evening, then a clearing sky tonight, and a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, hazy sunshine from a little smoke, warmer, highs into the low 80s. Chances for showers and thunderstorms return Wednesday into Thursday. Currently, it's 66.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we take a look at the fast-paced headlines across the nation and state. And a lighter note, Brian Van Hooker from Cracked.com will be here. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for The Todd Albaugh Show.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a man barely 6 feet tall, but a mountain of muscle, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome, folks. This is Nightlight. You got the Civic Media Radio Network and your favorite, hopefully, show about entertainment. Great to have you with me tonight. I don't know if I'm an inside source. What does that mean, Conrad? Todd says, your inside source. It's like I'm keeping a secret.
Well, it's just the guy closest to the information.
I guess so, right? I probably know more than some people. Mostly I'm just a fan, but I would love to be an inside source. I'd love to be the inside guy. You ever been the inside guy?
Yeah.
Dude, this has been bothering me since I walked in the door tonight, and I want to get this out in the open. I have to just say this.
Yeah.
You look, the way you're dressed today, you look like Mike McCarthy's son. You should be coaching the Packers on the sideline.
Yeah, I got
coach wear.
I got like a bomber on.
Yeah, you got a bomber. I haven't heard that.
And it's green, too.
And you got a green hat to match. Is that a golf thing?
Yeah.
Good? Okay.
Good. Yeah. Good, good.
I'm digging it, dude. Did you have a good sports weekend?
You know, I helped out. Well, it helped out is, you know, I don't know if I helped out a lot, but I was there. I was at my brother's garage sale.
Oh.
I sold $13 worth of stuff.
Did you get a taste?
I brought
you
a driver.
You a couple bucks?
I brought a driver, oh. And I brought it's called the chipper, and it's like a putter, but it has an angle on it. So when you hit it, it goes up in the air a little bit, but not too much, you know?
It's like halfway between wedge and putter?
Yeah,
like
so it's a lazy way to chip.
All right.
That so I, like my kind I of, sold that.
That's kind of a sports weekend, selling your old golf stuff at a garage sale.
I did go golfing, though, with my brother and a friend, so.
Dude, you're just going to look like a football coach. You need a whistle right now.
I can't whistle. If I, you know, I wish I could.
You should be running OTAs. I love that.
I should be there. Yes.
Outfit, man. It's awesome. That is the voice of Conrad Krieger, folks. He is riding shotgun tonight, working the board. And I am Pete Schwab. We've got a great show tonight. Let's get things. First things first, though, folks. If you have not played our Scani Summer Text to Win contest here at Civic Media, you've got to do it. We have great contests here. They seem to get more popular every time we do them. This one, you're eligible until June 13th. That's coming up, dude. That's only Friday. You know that?
It is Friday.
All right. So if you have not played Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest, you got to get in on the fun. All you have to do to be eligible, you just have to have the Civic Media app, which most of you probably have anyway, and get the keyword. Listen throughout the day. Get the keyword at the beginning of the hour. Text in at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. for your chance to win big, big prizes. Every hour that you play, you're eligible for $100 cash or a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets. Conrad will attest they are outstanding seats.
Yes.
And each hourly entry qualifies you. Get this. You thought $100 was great or Brewer tickets? Most places, that's the grand prize. No. Not here at Civic Media. We're going the extra mile. The Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest offers two grand prizes, Wisconsin summer vacations, either in Door County or Baraboo, with gas money to get you there in your pocket. Even if you use like the premium stuff, we'll pay for it. You have four daily chances to enter, as I mentioned, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m., and it ends this Friday. So check it out, and good luck, everybody. Yeah, I don't. I had a weird weekend. It was kind of strange. I had a fridge leak about a month ago. Our ice maker was leaking. It went down into the ceiling and leaked into the first floor. We have kind of a weird house where the bottom is kind of a living area, but our main living area is on the top floor. And I had all this water dripping down. This is like a month ago. I had to air it out, fans. I had the dehumidifier going. And my wife or daughter, they are totally in cahoots on this, will not say who turned back on the ice maker. But somehow they thought maybe it would magically have fixed itself. Well, no. I was in my office last night. I come out, and the sound was like it was raining in my bathroom, downstairs bathroom. There was just water coming down again. So I had my buddy Mike Corwin come over. Shout out to Mike. He's the guy that, like, I kind of know what I'm doing, but, like, I'll get behind the fridge. I pull the fridge out. I look at the tube that goes to the ice machine. Like, I'm going to see what I have to do to fix it. And I don't know anything about stuff like that. So Mike came over. We figured it out. I brought out a couple fans. I had a couple fans. Dried the whole thing out again. But now we have no ice maker, Conrad. So what do you make of that?
Well, you know what you can do?
And it's summer.
You go out to the dollar store.
Yeah.
And you grab an ice tray.
I'm listening.
You fill it up with water.
Old school.
Put it in the freezer.
Okay.
That's what I have. I have two of them. And I have a whole container. So you just keep filling it and filling it until eventually you have, like, you know, 50 pieces.
More ice cubes
of ice.
Than you know what to do with. Yeah. The problem is I've been there. I've been down that road. I'm older now. I want automatic ice. I can't be filling ice trays anymore. No. I graduated past that. What I'd probably do is buy a bag of ice. And I'm not the kind of guy also that's going to run out and buy a new $1,200 refrigerator because the ice maker's broken. We'll just slum it. I'm not doing that.
You can just go to Quick Trip and get the crushed ice.
I knew you were going to say Quick Trip. We could do that.
There's nothing better than crushed ice at Quick Trip, you know?
I can't do the crushed ice. I got to be honest because...
You have to have full pieces?
I need full pieces because when you're drinking a beverage, I don't like when the little pieces get in your mouth.
I love that.
Do you?
Yes. It's like, turns into like a little like icicle, you know what
I mean? It's like a slushy.
Yeah, a little slushy. Yeah, exactly.
I just want to taste the libation. I don't need a slushy at around every corner, but to each his own.
All right, so does this bother your drinking? Because what I do when I drink water, I make sure that it's super cold every time. So I have like 12 pieces of ice in my water constantly.
Yeah, sometimes I like that. And sometimes I like room temp. I got to be honest.
So you're just going room temp now from now on.
Well, or cold out of the spigot, as they say.
Yeah.
If I'm just drinking water to get my 60 ounces, I don't do a lot of people say you need 130 ounces a day or half your body weight in water. I'm not doing that. I can't, you know, you ever drink that much water and then all day you're walking around and your stomach is like sloshing around. It's terrible. So I'll do like 50 to 60 ounces a day. And if I'm just chugging water to get it into my system, I want room temp. You get that head rush otherwise, you know?
You know, when I was in college, I'd make sure I get my water. I haven't done it in a while, but...
Yeah, it's important.
It feels like a hassle. Like, you're like, oh, I got to drink more
water.
It is,
but... And the other thing I don't get is the people that carry around, like, a gallon with them.
Oh,
like,
there's...
Are you going on the Oregon Trail? Like, you're just going from your house to the office or like, to the store. You carry that much water on you? I don't know.
I'd see that all the time when I was at Milwaukee.
And that's good. I mean,
I'd see it every day, actually. I'd see someone with a huge milk jug.
But I think that's good because when I was in college, you never saw that. But college kids today, when I would visit my son a couple years ago or my daughter now, they all have water on them. I think that's probably a good thing.
They're just preparing for the night, you know?
Yeah, or the apocalypse. Some of those containers.
They want to get hydrated before they start drinking beer.
Exactly. Hey, we have a really fun show tonight. From Young Sheldon, the very talented actor, Lance Barber, will be joining us at 6:35 over the stream. Lance has been on the show before. It'll be great to talk to him. He's always a blast to talk to. Did I tell you what my nickname, what Lance's nickname for me was when we made The Godfather?
Balls.
Balls. He calls me Balls. And balls. I call him Balls back. It's just kind of a weird. And you know what? If you want to go ahead and try to censor that, that's fine. But balls are balls. We don't, it doesn't mean we're talking about those balls.
Golf balls?
We could be golf balls, tennis volleyballs. Balls. We just call each other Balls. It's a fun, endearing name, I think, for two.
Dear Balls.
For two fellas. That's kind of what it is. It emails, it texts, yo, Balls. And then you'll sign it like Schnutz or something goofy. So Lance and our brand of silliness will be here at 6:35. We'll be good to talk to Lance. And then, Conrad, check this out. Green Bay It Girl, that's what I call her because she knows everything about Northeast Wisconsin. Heather Heil will be here in studio. And we have what? Go ahead and tell the people what we have in store for Heather.
Well, you know, she works at a museum.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, why don't we go down a trip down memory road?
Love
and,
it.
Make a Northeastern Wisconsin history quiz.
This is tough, too. I mean, I'm not. She should not do fine.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple challenging ones.
Right.
But most of them are like, there's like two definite answers that are there.
Exactly. And people can play along with the quiz.
Yeah.
If you want to text in the answer, that's fine. We won't let Heather see it. But Coach K over there.
We'll put the answer. I had a whistle so every time she gets one wrong, I should blow it.
You can make her do burpees or something. Yeah. Hey, let's get to, without further ado, let's get to the question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
I can't stop eating iced cream lately, folks. And I said iced cream.
I was about to stop you there.
No, that is the actual term. It's iced cream. It's not ice cream. I can see why you think that, though. And it is easier to say. So tonight's question, what is your favorite brand? What do you like? Cold Stone, Baskin-Robbins, Cedar Crest, Store-Bought, Breyers. There's so many different brands. What is your favorite brand? Summer is here. It's our favorite summer treat, ice cream. And I want to know what yours is, folks. Let us know. You could text us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or let us know on the app, or if you're watching on the stream, on Facebook, X Twitter, or YouTube, let us know. And while you're there, if you're so inclined, give us a like or a follow while you tell us your favorite brand of ice cream.
And please text in, is it iced or ice?
You're welcome to weigh in on that, folks. Technically, it's iced because it's iced tea. It's corned beef. It's not corn beef. I'm just trying to, listen, I'm just being Mr. Grandma.
Iced cream doesn't roll off the tongue.
No, it doesn't.
Like ice cream.
Ice cream is easier.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But I'm a bear for detail. I would have to say, I think my favorite, just because I have great memories of going to Baskin-Robbins when I was younger, I might say Baskin-Robbins, but I love when I'm in Madison, I love the chocolate shop. That is great stuff. So I have a tie for first between those two. If I had to give the nod, I'd go chocolate shop. It's more mom and pop than Baskin-Robbins. But you've got Häagen-Dazs. Yesterday, I wolfed down some peanut butter chocolate Häagen-Dazs.
Mm.
Dynamite. All good stuff. You got Ben and Jerry's. You got all kinds of stuff. What are you going to say, Conrad?
I got a tie myself.
Yeah?
When I was growing up, in the Kewaskum area, you go to Eden in between Fond du Lac and Lamira.
We just talked about this last week, didn't we?
And that is Kelly's County Creamery.
Oh, yeah.
And they have some of the best ice cream I've ever had. Better than any of the store-bought ones, you know?
Yeah.
Because right behind them is the farm where they make it.
Right.
But I also have another one, which is, when I lived in Milwaukee, I didn't try it until then, is Kopp's Frozen Custard.
Oh, you like that custard, too.
Oh, that Kopp's Frozen Custard with their, they got a huge burger, and then you get a little scoop with it. Dynamite. Dynamite.
All right. Yeah, I like, I was never a fan of custard, but I had been eating like Culver's when we first moved back to Wisconsin. People are like, you know, that's custard. It's not ice cream. I'm like, really? Yeah. And then I realized, oh, it's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just like a more, like, I don't know. Was it more dense or what?
Different. It's a different, I can't even talk, but consistency.
Yeah. It's all good stuff, folks. Let us know what your favorite brand of ice cream is. It's 855-752-4842. Let us know And we will come right back and read your texts. And we've got some other fun stuff planned, too. Lance Barber from Young Sheldon is here at 6:35. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. June is pollinator month, and some Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to protect our bees, butterflies, and other insects. The bills would prevent the DNR from using a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are known to harm pollinators. It would also prevent retailers from labeling plants as pollinator-friendly if they've been treated with high levels of pesticides. Great Lakes fisheries could struggle under budget cuts. President Trump is pushing Congress to eliminate the entire biological research program at the U.S. Geological Survey. The ecosystem mission area monitors and conducts research on fish and wildlife populations in the Great Lakes and beyond. If passed, federal wildlife and fisheries research centers across Wisconsin would be shuttered. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across the state, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Summer. It's our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. For a complete list of contest rules, log on civicmedia.us/contest-terms.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network, folks. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am Pete Schwabba. Conrad is dressed like Coach McCarthy tonight. He is riding shotgun as usual. Coach K, that's a good...
Yeah, you can just call me Coach K.
Coach K, the other Coach K. The less annoying Coach K. I don't know what happened to that guy. I used to like him. But man, did he just turn evil or something. I mean, it was probably 2015 in Duke, Wisconsin, I'm going back to. I don't know.
It's just because it's Duke, you know, that's
probably
that's why.
Probably. He's even from like the same neighborhood I grew up in Chicago or close by. Like, so I kind of was rooting for him, but then I'm like, God, I can't stand this guy.
And stand
arrogance too. Yeah. And that's what it is. It's Duke. It's the arrogance.
Any coach of Duke. I'm just like, eh, you know.
Right. Hey, Michael J. Fox turns 64 today. The star of Family Ties and Back to the Future. He has been dealing with Parkinson's probably for, what, 30 years now?
Yeah.
He has raised over $2 billion, just him, since he's had this disease. And, folks, that, to me, is amazing because, like, you feel like if you throw $2 bucks at anything, you can solve it. But this is still an issue. My grandfather had Parkinson's. I've got a cousin that has Parkinson's. That's, like, a serious thing. $2 billion, Michael J. Fox. Tip of my hat. That is unbelievable. But I am also amazed that they can't. It seems like they should be able to cure anything if they got $2 million. What do you think about that, Conrad?
Love Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, same. Wait. What's Luke? I don't understand Luke's text. Did you read it?
He's talking about the burger that I was referencing with cops. It's
oh,
huge.
Okay.
He did. It's jumbo.
He's correcting.
It's massive.
You. Yeah.
He could fit both your hands on this thing.
Exactly. All right. We got a text overnight from our pal Bud in Janesville. 2 minutes to six in the morning. Looks like he slept in. Bud says, hey, Pete and Conrad, I'm not sure this donut exists. Oh, this was our question Friday night was, God, we're eating all the fatty foods.
Did you have any donuts question. Over the weekend?
No, you know what I had? I love having Biscoff with my coffee. You ever have those?
Biscoff cookies are amazing.
Oh, God, they're so addictive. It's like you get one sleeve for like $5, and I eat at least half of them on a Saturday morning. That's all I have for breakfast, but it's probably like 500-600 calories.
Oh, yeah.
But very good with coffee. Bud says, hey, Pete and Conrad, I'm not sure this donut exists, but I would love to try a fried old-fashioned tip of the hat to Ollie from the North Woods, of course. Try a fried old-fashioned donut with jalapenos topped with a cream cheese frosting. Yum. Love the show. Bud from Janesville.
That sounds pretty good. It's like a jalapeno popper donut.
I guess. I don't know if you need the jalapenos, but yeah,
oh, yeah.
I guess.
Get a little bit of spice in there.
It's just an odd combo. But you know what? I trust in Bud. So well done, Bud. Appreciate it. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite kind of ice cream? We're going for kind of a brand here. I said I had a tie between Baskin-Robbins and the Chocolate Shop in Madison. Chocolate Shop edged it out. I like that it's not as big of a franchise. And I also like the ice cream. I think it's fantastic. And Conrad said, what's the Kewaskum place?
Eden, actually.
Eden. Okay.
Kelly's County Creamery.
Kelly's County Creamery. That sounds delicious. That's a great title. Barb from Waukesha says, you could buy a separate ice maker. Oh, you know what? Barb's got all the answers. I could do that, Barb. That seems like kind of a hassle, though. I never considered that. But I appreciate the tip. Thank you. Barb's in the 262. I feel like I'd just buy a new fridge if I was going to go and buy an ice maker.
I mean, they're not that bad. My parents recently bought one.
Why? Is it the same freezer issue?
No, they put a bar in the house. Okay. And then now they have an ice maker.
All right. So it's enhancing their drinking. All right.
Oh, well, yeah.
Tom from New Berlin says, in my youth, the black cow from A&W.
Ooh.
I forgot about A&W. They have ice cream. Was the car hop era today chocolate mint chip? Conrad, my water has to be ice cold. We have to golf. Tom is going to stalk you until you hit the links with him. Ross from Crawford County says, I get Sassy Cow Creamery organic ice cream. They're out of Columbus, Wisconsin. I think I get it from the Willie Street Co-op in Madison. Nice. Very well done, Ross. Thank you. Jameson in Pennsylvania says, homemade all the way. Buy yourself a $300 machine with a condenser in it. Not the garbage with ice and salt outside of it, and just have fun experimenting. Candied bourbon bacon is my personal specialty. Wow. That sounds really good. Add some jalapenos, though. He says, I have to say, I'm going with iced cream as well. Thank you, Jameson. It's simply more proper, not lazy grammar. Jameson from Pennsylvania, ladies and gentlemen. He's in the 814, and he agrees with me. So take that, Coach K. Ross from Crawford County says... Oh, he said he's liking the Sassy Cow Creamery organic ice cream. That's a good one, too. Robert from La Crosse says, Sweet Shop in La Crosse, butter pecan. Oh, that's a great, I never, I love those. Like, if I haven't heard of it, I just assume it's a great ice cream place.
Yeah.
It's not a huge franchise like your place in Eden, you know. Monica from Mount Horeb says, Chocolate Shop, Fat Elvis is one of my faves. Pete, I think you are a goofball. No one says the ice cream. Oh, yeah, Monica?
Correct.
Well, how do you like this? Jameson is on my side. So put that in your pipe and puff on it.
So we got one for ice cream and one for ice cream. So we're tied right now.
Look, you can say ice cream until you're blue in the face. And frankly, I say it too. But if you want to be grammatically correct, it's iced cream. And there ain't nothing you can do to change that. Hey, we got a phone call. Let's try to squeeze this in.
Yes, Cindy from Appleton.
Cindy from Appleton. We've got about 30 seconds. Good. How are you?
Well, my favorite is Vanilla by Ben and Jerry's.
Straight vanilla.
Yeah, because you can make vanilla into so many different flavors. So I like having options.
I like having your phone calls, Cindy. That is outstanding. Thank you very much. Have a great evening. And that's a good one. Ben and Jerry. They do fine work. All right. Hey, we're coming up next, coming back with Lance Barber. Lance was in a film I made called The Godfather of Green Bay and just finished a long run on Young Sheldon. Can't wait to talk to my pal. That's coming up after the news. It's Peach Wawa and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Legislative Republicans and Governor Tony Evers have ended negotiations on the state budget. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Budget negotiations between Governor Tony Evers and top Republicans have hit a wall. The GOP leaders said talks had reached an impasse despite what they called good faith negotiations. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux and Budget Committee Co-Chair Senator Howard Markline said taxpayers simply cannot afford the governor's spending priorities. In response, Evers said he kept his end of the bargain, backing tax cuts for the middle class and retirees. But Republicans wouldn't budge on his calls for child care, education, and funding the UW system. Wisconsin has the largest budget surplus on record, according to an analysis from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum.
Legislators are trying to finalize the budget by the end of the month. At the state track and field meet at UW La Crosse this past weekend, dozens of champions were crowned as the best in the state. A total of 118 event champions and 8 team champions were recognized at the two-day meet, which wrapped up on Saturday. One of those team champions was Cochran Fountain City, which earned the school's first ever girls track title. In addition, 25 verified state records were broken. The event draws upwards of 20,000 spectators each year and has an estimated $4 million impact on the La Crosse area. Scattered showers today will give way to warmer temperatures later this week. Overnight into tomorrow, skies will clear out and highs Tuesday will be around 80 degrees. On Wednesday, we'll see highs in the mid to upper 80s ahead of our next best chance of rain overnight Wednesday into Thursday when showers and storms are possible. In addition, air quality this week will continue to be a concern due to the wildfires in Canada bringing smoke into western Wisconsin. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Not sure if Steve Carell has big feet, but his shoes will be tough to fill. No one knows that more than Domhnall Gleeson, who will play the boss on a new spinoff of NBC's The Office. The paper will feature the same documentary film crew from The Office, even though it was never really featured, as they record the daily happenings of a dying local newspaper, and it will be brought to you by the same team that brought you the American version of The Office. Gleeson, the son of actor Brendan Gleeson, knows the challenges he faces. The actor said he recently received encouraging words from Carell's Office co-star, John Krasinski, who reassured the actor that he was in great hands with executive producer Greg Daniels. Daniels successfully rebooted Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant's show of the same title from the UK. Although the title is different, the challenges faced in the paper are the same faced by those who ran a fictitious paper. Company. There is no release date yet, but the paper will premiere in September on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An isolated shower or two this evening, then a clearing sky tonight, and a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, hazy sunshine from a little smoke, warmer, highs into the low 80s. Chances for showers and thunderstorms return Wednesday into Thursday. Currently, it's 66.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world.
From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, Civic Media's Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area on what Democrats are talking about ahead of next weekend's big state convention.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Welcome back. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night. We're broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Green Bay, statewide. A gorgeous sort of summer night here in Wisconsin. We sat on the porch for the first time the other night, and it was, I needed a coat. I was just sitting out there because it wasn't freezing. But it kind of sucks. The weather has been really sucky, I would say.
It was nice after that, like, rain passed yesterday.
Yeah.
After the rain stopped, it got pretty nice out.
Yeah, it's not too bad, I guess. All right, that was one of Conrad Krieger's five-day forecasts. do we have Lance?
Yes, we do.
All right, fantastic. It is my pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, to welcome back to Nightlight. You know him as possibly George Cooper on the hit show Young Sheldon. He's also been in another film with me called The Godfather of Green Bay. That's where we met, and he has many other acting credits. My pal, the talented Lance Barber.
Hi, Pete.
Dude, I am loving that mustache.
How about it? You know, I did this just for you.
You know, I don't know.
I had a full beard, but I said, you know what Schwabe would like? He'd like the old tickler. And so I put the old tickler back on.
There's one of the funniest things I've ever heard, and we're on radio, I can't say it, but it is called a blank sweeper.
I almost went there and stopped myself live radio.
Tickler was good. Only time I've ever had just a mustache without the beard was during COVID. My son and I grew matching mustache, so that was kind of fun,
kind of gross, I'm sure,
and kind of it was weird. I felt like Burt Reynolds, like I was in Smokey and the Bandit. But that is awesome, man. That's like a crouchy dude.
Yeah, I'm trying to go for the full crouch.
I like it.
We call it the full crouch.
The full crouch. Hey, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Doing very well.
I heard that you were sitting on the porch.
I was.
Time has really gone by, hasn't it? Not only were you sitting on the porch, but you got a little chilly. What has happened to us?
Listen, dude, I have a favorite kind of seltzer water. I don't know when that happened. It's just not right. But I see you could still party because I see you have a banjo on the wall. And I love that. Do you play the banjo?
Yeah, nothing says wild man like banjo music. Nothing says party animal.
I play the jug. We could, next time we're around each other, we could have some fun. How you been, man?
I'm good. I got all the, you know, my kid plays the music now. He's far surpassed me in all of his string instruments. So they're just up as decorations. Now he's the one that plays everything.
That's unbelievable. It's so funny. Like, you and I went a while without talking, not for weird reasons or anything, but like, I always think of your kids as being the age they were when we last spoke, and probably mine too. How old are
they? Same. I think of your kids as being teeny because that's when I saw them last. Maybe I saw your son more recently, but yeah.
Are your kids like teenagers now, Lance?
Yeah, I got two teenagers in the house, and I can hardly tolerate it. It's he's almost 17, and she's just turned 14, my daughter. So, that's actually pretty good. I welcome the teen years. There's all the traditional things that come with it, which we're tasting some of, but it's kind of fun to have them be the age they are.
To watch those movies together, it's fun.
Yeah, for sure. That's what we're doing. Yep.
Yeah. So, all right. So as I mentioned, Lance was in a film I did called The Godfather of Green Bay. We shot primarily here in Northeast Wisconsin and a little bit in L.A. and Vegas, but that's where we met. I've known you a long time, Lance, and I was so excited when you got cast as young Sheldon. You were like the guy on our movie set that everybody said it's only a matter of time before Lance has a breakout. You know, it certainly wasn't in The Godfather of Green Bay, but no, but we knew you were going to have, like, everybody to, and it's not any one of us. It was just, it was kind of a consensus. So can you talk about what that run was like? The last time you were on the show, I think your character had not met its fate yet, and you couldn't really right. say much. The show had an amazing ending and a great run. What was that like?
That was cool. I mean, to speak to the ending, it was kind of awesome. I've said this before, but like we all knew it was coming.
Yeah.
And so that was part of my, like, I was mostly prepared for that, where everybody else was kind of crushed, cast and audience alike. And even if they knew it was coming, because they decided to give the show a beginning, middle, and end. And I love that they did. The end came for that program, at least, was, you know, when George died and Sheldon went to college. And I thought that was mighty cool of them to do that. It also, the fact that I was America's dad on TV that yeah. died,
yeah.
you know, that's pretty cool for a character actor's like legacy, right? Like, you know, we would, in our 20s, we're at the bar and we're talking about, remember that show? Remember this show? Remember that thing? And some kids are going to be in college talking about, remember when, you know, young Sheldon's dad died? Oh yeah, that crushed yeah. me, right?
Right.
I get to have that like as part of my acting legacy, and it's really neat for a character actor to have something like memorable in that way. So
I would imagine
I'm super grateful. It was, you know, it was a jackpot, awesome job for so many reasons. It came at the right time in my life, and my kids were the right age, and it was kids on the show, so I wasn't gone all the time. It shot at Warner Brothers. I was 12 minutes from work, oh, and I was home goodness. For dinner most nights. And of course, the work itself, the show had such success, and I'm still getting, you know, Netflix has it out now, and it still has a life in the way that it didn't used to before streaming. And so people are watching it for the first time, right? And they yeah. might watch it for the first time, do a run of the series years from now. And so, and I get approached by people saying, I just started it and we loved it. You know, that's pretty cool. I'm really, it's got legs.
Absolutely. And it's one of the, like, you're right. I think that's so incredible that I talk to people now that still say, like, they just discovered Seinfeld 10 years ago. Well, it's going to be the right. same with Young Sheldon. I mean, especially in a franchise like that. Like, now there's sure. a prequel, and it's just great. Right. And I would imagine you as an actor, you don't even need a reel anymore. You just plop down that scene where you got to pass away on national TV, and that's, like,
yes,
a right. pretty cool thing on your resume. I mean, great,
yeah,
great
yeah.
as an actor, right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. I mean, it got to for a show that was a comedy, was a network sitcom, primetime comedy.
Yeah.
It had a lot of those moments that were heavy enough and had the heart. So we get to play those, and I think that's what grounded it and made it popular. So
absolutely. All right. So what do you do now, Lance? You had this great run.
I'm retired, Pete.
Wow.
I'm done. I'm just here playing the banjo most days.
That's not a bad life.
I am. It was about a year ago in April, I think, that we ended the show. And then I've just been a family man since. You know, everybody's talking about the business in Los Angeles being slow, and I can second that. It really is. It's different right now. Things are less than they used to be for local work and auditions, et cetera. And that's fine. I mean, I'm, you know, to be gross, I'm in a financial position where I don't have to worry about what's coming next for a minute.
Right.
Right. And so I'm really enjoying, my kids are older. They're going to be out of the house soon. I'm really leaning into that, but I will get restless before too long and want to work, you know, for yeah. sure. I'm waiting for you to put me in a movie. So I'll be ready for that when that time comes. But, you know, I feel like I'm in a position that I never had been before because of the show, because I can say no to things. I can feel comfortable waiting for the next thing, you know, personally and, you know, financially for my family. So
here's
super lucky.
Yeah. Here's a question on the stream from Mike for Lance. How does someone who does comedy with sock puppets at Rocktoberfest and doing a dine and dash with Joe Keegan end up being one of the most talented, beloved TV dads of all time? Also, are you up for a Godfather of Greenway sequel? Good God. Mike is always pitching a sequel. Like,
is that Desitel? Is that Mike? Is that?
Oh yeah, Mike Desitel. Sure, you know Mike.
Yeah, of course, it yeah. is. Yeah, Mike's a great guy. He had my favorite line in The Godfather of Green Bay
when he was
taking a squat in the woods. Yeah, that was my favorite performance of the film.
He had at a premiere in Marinette. He did that line, and the place erupted because everybody knows him, and it's a funny line. And as the laughter dies down, you could hear Mike's mom say, "Michael, I'm so proud of you." It was just a glorious moment. Mike has always been good with the bowels anyway, on camera or off, I'm told. So,
I don't remember Mike's answer, but I like that guy. And how did I? I'm just brimming with talent, Mike. What can I say? It's one of those things you're born with. You can't teach it. You know what I mean?
Hey, let me ask you that, Lance. What would be your next type of role? Like, let's say network TV came calling again, or a really cool streamer. Like, what would you want to play? You've already done the cool kind of badass dad who was very sweet and also protective and a great role. What would you want to do next if it was up to Lance or Balls?
If it was up to me, you know, I get asked that and I just don't know. It's a very general answer. Something so different.
Really?
You know, everybody wants to lean into, there were two auditions for football coaches that have come this year. Right. And different characters, different style, all of that. I don't want to play a football coach again.
Right.
And at least not right now. And so, you know, those are things I'm passing on. Again, having the luxury of being somewhat choosy. I just want to do something that I haven't done before. You know, luckily I've done things before this that have a little attention. I was on a show called The Comeback and I played a jerk and kind of played the bad guy. And so I kind of have that already in my, on the resume. And I played an obnoxious character on Always Sunny that I still get recognized for in public. So I have those things. I want to do something different than any of those. And I don't know what that is. You know, recently I auditioned for Little House on the Prairie. They're doing I think there's a reboot of it. Anyway, that is, it's a Western. It's a period piece. You know, I haven't done that. I mean, something like that interests me. And again, very generally, just something I haven't done character-wise or style-wise. You know?
Yeah. What about a cop that used to box in the service and that he's referred to as a tough bastard, that kind of guy? You'd be good at that, Lance.
I'm working on it right now. Actually, the title of the script is called Tough Bastard, but T-U-F-F.
I love it. that's pretty cool. You also worked with Christopher Guest. What was that like?
Yeah, that's another feather in my cap. That was a dream come true for any of us that, you know, it was a Christopher Guest movie. I was on screen for, 30 seconds or something, but it didn't matter.
No way.
The audition was with him. That's my story about that. So I get to it wasn't even an audition. It was just a meeting. So I just got to talk to the guy with a chewed gum in front of me. And then, you know, I worked one day on that movie and then had lunch with him and Eugene and the guys and got to go to the after party. That's the story, is like I was in their company.
Yeah.
And it was in that one of the later movies that they did and not, you know, And it was a dream come true. Like everybody envied that because it was a Christopher Guest movie, of course. I mean, I'm so proud to have that on my resume. That's for sure.
Lance Barber is my guest. He was one of the stars of Young Sheldon, and he is enjoying his retirement, which I'm sure will not last all that long. We have about a minute before a short break, Lance, and then we'll just have a few minutes more. I know you're busy. And you're leaving town tomorrow, right? You're going to see – where are you going?
We're starting our summer travels. That's another thing I can do because I'm retired. we go home every summer. You know, I'm a Midwest kid like you, Great Lakes area. In fact, part of my summer travels is a family reunion up in near Green Bay. I'm going up to my cousin's place who's hosting a big family reunion in Cronenwetter, Wisconsin. I don't know if you know where Cronenwetter is, but for crying out loud, it's up north there. And, I'm looking forward to that. A bunch of people getting together that we haven't been together in a while. So any of you Cronenwetter folks listening, I'll be up there.
We'll go to the Google. We'll figure it out. We got to do a really short break, and then we'll come back, and I'm going to invite myself to Lance's family reunion, which will be awkward. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. And put you in misery. Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me. And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin, it is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided, we've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and has and makes great cookies and probably has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Every time I think of you, I feel shot right through the ball of blue. It's no problem of mine, but it's a problem I find.
Welcome back. I am Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Great to have you with me on a Monday night. It feels like a Tuesday, but it's still a Monday night. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite kind of ice cream? Go brand on this one, folks. I say the chocolate shop in Madison. Conrad said someplace in Eden.
Kelly's County Creamery.
Kelly's County. Conrad is dressed like a coach tonight. And all things are good. Lance Barber is here from the show Young Sheldon and many other great credits he's been a part of over his illustrious career. And he's rocking a mustache tonight, looking good. Buddy, where am I gonna go? You said
what's my favorite ice cream?
Oh, we could do that. Yeah, sure.
It's none of your business, Pete.
I didn't mean to get too personal to a guy who calls me balls. do you have a favorite?
I like a butter pecan. I like a buttery. Something.
That's old school. Like butter pecan, pistachio. I love it. Hey, I want to ask you, you said, you know, when we were texting like a week or so ago, you said the town is dead, referring to LA. All my friends, many of them who work nonstop, say the same thing. What do you mean by that? Like when you say the town is dead, I know there's not a ton of production there, but it kind of perplexes me that a working actor so busy is saying it's dead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying it's dead because the amount of, since the new year, since the strikes, really, the amount of auditions that are available to me are just so limited. I mean, it's so much less than it used to be pre-pandemic for sure. And pre-pandemic slash strikes, double strikes. And it is an issue of, you know, work being elsewhere and the industry being slower here. Like everybody that there's people that I worked with on the show that had a sweet job for 7 years and some retired off of it. Union guys, you know, in all different departments, camera and otherwise, and I'm hearing stories that they're driving Uber to make ends meet because there's just less production going on here, it seems. And it, you look at all the streaming services, and there's, you know, 30,000 things coming out every month, but I don't know where they're shooting them or what the opportunities are. So.
Right. Interesting. How was your time at Second City, Lance? I know you had this great training for what you do now, and I think you're obviously very naturally gifted, but what did a place like Second City, or if you did Groundlings or something like that, do for your career? Did that help?
Yeah, immensely. You know, I'm glad that I did that. I was going to go to I went to community college and got my associate's degree in the theater arts, I'll have you know. And then after that, I was going to maybe go to a 4-year school like Western Michigan University near me in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Had a nice theater program, and I was had designs on that, but I started working. And then a friend of mine, I went to go visit Chicago, took me to see a Second City show. It was called Pinata Full of Bees. Adam McKay and Tina Fey and people like this in the cast. And I was blown away. And I'm like, I never had intentions, but this is what I'm doing. I thought I'd do theater. I didn't do any theater in Chicago. I just did Second City and Improv Olympics, sketch and improv. And that behooved my resume way more than like a BA from a university, I think, would in Los Angeles. I came out and sketch was and improv was still huge.
Yeah.
And so it got me in all kinds of doors. The community that I found in that place in Chicago at Second City, the history of the place, just being in the hallowed halls, all that brought so much. And I got great teachers. And then, the community, the peers that I met are some of my still favorite, funniest people that I've met and were an inspiration. So, so you go to those places for all those reasons. It certainly was, looking back, those were the things that stick out to me. It was the company I was in.
That's so great. What are you watching on TV, Lance? Anything you could recommend binge watch wise or shows you like to watch with your kids?
What makes you think I have time to watch anything?
Well, you said you were retired and the banjo was on the wall. So
and my wife and I fought. My wife and I still fall asleep watching the news. I don't know how many times we've started the bear.
Oh, I know.
You know, in like the last 2 or 3 years, whatever it's been on. We're dying to watch it. And then, you know, life happens and we're asleep at 9 or whatever. And right. And the kids we have to run the kids somewhere. I honestly haven't watched. I watch stuff with more movies now, as we were talking about earlier. My kid's going to be 17.
Yeah.
It just opened up a world of things we couldn't watch them when they were little because it's, you know, because we shouldn't.
Yeah.
And now I'm playing the game of, hey, check this out. We watch Tarantino together. We watch things he's interested in, curious about, old comedies, horror. He's into horror. So that's what I'm leaning into is the fun of that, you know.
That's so great. I love it when it's interesting you said that because when I would try to get my kids to watch something, they've never wanted to watch it. But like if I have it on, like sometimes I would be like manipulative and I'd have it on and I put it to a great scene I knew that was they were going to gravitate towards. And the next thing you know, they're sitting there watching and they have no idea I tricked them. So sounds
I have to wait for my son now to like hear it from peers. He's
like,
hey, you know about this movie? I'm like, oh yeah, I know about that movie. I invited you to watch it, but you weren't interested. But if you watch it, let me know. I'd love to join. I'll join him.
Well, listen, dude, this has been fun. I appreciate your time. I know you got a lot going on in the way of family stuff. I hope you have a great summer with the family. Keep the tickler.
Thank you.
And we'll look for Tough Bastard with Lance Barber, the new cop show
don't
coming
miss it.
Up.
I'll let you know. We'll plug it on the show when we get it out there.
I hope so. Thanks so much, buddy. Good talking
Good
to you. You too.
Yeah, you too.
All right, that's Lance Barber. Boy, if you haven't seen Young Sheldon, folks, you've got a whole 7 years, Conrad. You watched the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Check
loved
it out.
It too.
Yeah, great stuff. And also, I forgot that Lance was on Always Sunny. That's probably I thought last time he was here, he said that was like the next most recognizable role he had, even though he was great in The Comeback too. Incredibly talented guy. All right, when we come back, we're gonna read some text. We're going to have, there's more. I got a real brouhaha going here over the iced cream thing and the ice cream thing.
It's ice cream, man.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we'll do all that. And Heather Heil will be here soon. I don't know exactly when, and we're not strict about when. She can just roll in. She has an open door invitation. So we'll have Heather here. We're going to give her a quiz. We're going to talk about what's going on at the Green Bay Children's Museum, all kinds of fun stuff. That's coming up after intermission. Act two starts soon, folks. Stick around for the news. This is Pete Schwamba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Someone's a little boy in love. Someone's a little boy in love. And I love her. And I love her. I love her.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. New developments in the search for the man accused of killing his three young daughters in rural Washington state.
The Chelan County Sheriff's Office has turned over the search for Travis Decker to the feds. Conducting the operation now are the FBI, U.S. Marshals Service, and the Department of Homeland Security. And we've also learned that the bodies of the three young girls were found with their hands zip-tied and plastic bags over their heads. Their father, Travis Decker, who is ex-military with extensive survival training, is charged with their murders and is thought to be hiding out in the forested mountains of central Washington. Jeff Pogula, ABC News, Seattle.
Tonight, the BET Award celebrates its 25th anniversary. Kendrick Lamar leads the pack with 10 nominations, including Album of the Year. Doechii, Drake, Future, and Glorilla are tied for second most nods with 6. Mariah Carey, Jamie Foxx, Snoop Dogg, and Kirk Franklin will all receive the Ultimate Icon Award. The awards, hosted by Kevin Hart, air live from the Peacock Theater in L.A. This is ABC News.